Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. I'm Rachel Chamberlain, and today I'm being baptized. I've basically been a Christian most of my life. I grew up in the Catholic Church, and I've always known God and was baptized as an infant. I had a great childhood, loving parents and sisters, and I don't have a super crazy story of transformation, and I've had a good life. God has blessed me in many ways. He's been faithful and kind and gentle and loving, and I don't recall one exact moment of salvation, and it's been a process and a series of moments, each moment adding to what I've already known as God and Jesus to be. That is one reason why it's taken me so long to become baptized. It's been close to 2 years that I felt the Holy Spirit nudging me to get baptized. But I thought, I'm already baptized. I don't have a transformation story really to share. And I can't get up and talk in front of everyone. And I can't get in the tank because I'm pregnant. Well, I'm not now, but at that time. And the excuses went on and were also met with fear. If I give my life to God, to walk with God and Jesus, what does that mean? I'm already a believer. I'm already a good person, and my friends already see me as Christian. But it's not about going to church, and it's not about doing good things, and it's not about checking the box Christian. It's about a daily walk with God and a relationship with Jesus who died so that I could live. So do this, take this step, and you can move forward in your walk with Christ and lead others along the way. Do this so I can change you from the inside out. When I was in high school, my sister found another youth group that was much cooler than the Catholic Church youth group. So we started to go there, and they had cool music and activities, and the kids were fun. But they also presented Jesus in a new and different way. They talked about him as a friend and a savior, and that you could lay at his feet and give your life to him. We wore bracelets called What Would Jesus Do bracelets, WWJD. And I wore the bracelet proudly. I went to a drum major camp, and there were kids from all over. And I was wearing my bracelet, and I had a conversation with another kid, and he had a bracelet too, but he asked me what made me a Christian. And I said, because I'm living my life to be Christ-like. WWJD, what would Jesus do? And he said, oh, well, I'm a Christian because he's my Savior, and I believe he died for our sins. And at that moment, I thought, oh, yeah, I actually believe that too. So flash forward to college. My other sister had recently been saved, and we were at her church, and we were singing the song Above All during worship, and I was brought to tears because I was truly realizing the sacrifice that God had made for me, who half-heartedly have been following him, who complains when I have nothing to complain about, who had oftentimes been ungrateful and not always kind, and who sins daily even though I know better. And the list goes on. But I surely don't deserve it, but I am forgiven. So flash forward through adulthood, I meet Adam, I move to Massachusetts, we get married, we start going to Good News, Adam starts playing on the worship team, and then Caitlin was born, and we joined a life group, and then Emma was born. And we all have seasons of faith, times when we're very close to God and times when we're just going through the motions, and then times when we have a wake-up call. So one of those times for me was when we found out Emma had a heart defect after she was born. But God carried us through that time, and we were surrounded with love and prayer. And he aligned our circumstances perfectly, and she was healed. And she continues to be a miracle. God answers prayers, and he brings peace. So it's time for me to step out in my faith and tell the world, yes, I believe, and I will follow. And he's an amazing God, and he's been so gracious to me. So it's time to live the life of faith and to trust and say, yes, I believe. And it's not what would Jesus do. It's what did Jesus do.